Now we know that in this world in which we live, that people have different positions, don't we? There are some who are doctors, there are some who are lawyers, and then there are some who are prime ministers, and what's above that? How about the king or a queen? That's pretty high up, isn't it? There was a little girl who was born, and her name was Victoria. That sound like a pretty good name, Victoria? She thought it was a pretty good name. And then she would grow up in this big house, and she would have, well, she would have lessons every day as she was growing up, because they were very strict in making sure she had her lessons. And one day her mum and, well, her teacher sat down and said, you know, we're going to have a history lesson today of the kings and queens of England. And as she was going through this lesson study of all the various kings and queens of England, it dawned on her that what we were looking at were her relatives. And then it hit her. She was going to be the next Queen of England. That gave her such a fright. And she said, well, I'll be good. I'll be good. I will do my best. And really, she didn't have much choice, because whatever she did, it was so much heavy training. She had to be at school or in class at such and such a time, and she had no option. Until finally the day came when the courtiers came into her room and they told her that you are now the Queen of England. Her father had just died. And she said, really? Yes, you are the Queen of England. That mean I can make a choice? She said, yes. Good. Then I want some time by myself. Get everyone out of the room. I'm sick to death of them all. I want some space. And I gave her some space. Now at that time, her mother was very protective. So she was in a situation where her bedroom or her bed and her mother's bed was in the same room. So she said, right, my second choice, my second command is, I want my mother's bed taken out of my bedroom. It happened. It was taken out. But you know, even though she was able to make these choices of having a little bit of independence, but to her credit, she remained a very good queen. Today we're going to look at a very famous king from the Bible and his testimony. You know, sometimes in churches it's good to have testimonies, don't you think? Well, today we're going to look at someone who had a testimony in the Bible. A very famous king. And no matter who you may be, it shows how important it is that we do the right thing. We're talking in Sabbath school lesson, in a senior Sabbath school lesson, about laws. God has laws too. And what a difference it makes to our lives when we allow Jesus into our heart and we choose to obey his laws. Because they are all there for our good. You may go back to your seats. Thank you.